Would you state your name and your date of birth?
Otis Granville Clark, February the 13th, 1903.
So how old are you right now?
About 106 years old.
Where were you born?
Meridian, Oklahoma.
What was your father's name?
Henry Clark.
And where was he raised?
He was out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, to my knowledge.
Do you know how old he was when he died?
He's supposed to have been about 97 when he died. He died in California.
Your mother's name?
Effie Clark.
Was she from Tulsa as well?
To the best of my knowledge, she was from Meridian, Oklahoma.
And how old was she when she died?
I think she was around 94, somewhere in there. She died in Guthrie, Oklahoma, where she was buried.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had a brother, Bernard Clark. I had two sisters. Gladys was one, and Almeda was one. Both of them had died in Tulsa.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up mostly in Los Angeles, California.
How did you make your way to Tulsa?
We was born in Meridian, Oklahoma, and my folks taking me to Tulsa when I was a baby. And I grew up in Tulsa till we had what you might say is a little race riot, they called it.
Yes.
That was in 1920. That's 1921.
Right. We'll get to that here in a moment. Where did you go to school in Tulsa, in elementary?
Little old country school, they call it Hartford School.
Then you went on to junior high school?
That's Booker T. Washington.
Oh, you went to Booker T.
Uh-huh. They transferred us from Hartford over to the Booker T. School.
Yes.
And at the same time, just before we got settled in the Booker T. School, they had the race riot.
Yeah.
And the school got tore up in the riot and burned or something. And anyway, I went to California with some of my friends.
Yeah. In 1914, World War I broke out, and you were 13 years old. Do you remember hearing anything about World War I?
No. I didn't hear too much about World War I.
Okay. As you grew into your teen years, tell us what it was like to be growing up in Tulsa.
Oh, to tell the truth about it, just before the riot, we boys just played ball and skated after school time. That little school was called Hartford School, just a block or so off of Archie. Greenwood was our main little business street. And it ran up to Archie. We lived on Archie Street.
Do you remember your address?
To the best of my knowledge, it was about 802 somewhere in there.
Can you name any of your friends?
Tell the truth about it. The riot broke up everything, and I had to run off to California. One of my little friends named Clifton, he stayed right there pretty close to Archie.
Did you go to movies? Did you go to the theater?
Yeah. At that time, they didn't have nothing but writing. They didn't have talkies. They were silent pictures, as they call them. But South Drinkers was Charlie Chapman and Stephen Fetchett. They were the ones that was on the movies back then.
And you remember going to those movies?
Yeah. That's all I did back then. That was our pastime. Going to the movies. That was on Greenwood.
Memorial Day, 1921. Do you remember the days leading up to that day? Did you go downtown, Tulsa?
I worked downtown. I was about 12 or 14. I rode a bicycle, delivered medicine for the drugstore, 12th Main Street.
What was the name of the drugstore?
Shackle's Drugstore. Dr. Shackle, I worked for him. And we had what you might say a disease hit Tulsa, and a lot of the rich folks died because I delivered medicine. We had what you might say kind of a epidemic or something. A lot of rich folks died at around 21st Street in Tulsa. That was on the south side of the city.
Were they dying from a certain kind of flu?
Yeah, I didn't ever know what it was, but some kind of disease hit Tulsa, and a lot of our folks died. A lot of rich white people died.
That would have been about 1918, I think.
Somewhere in there.
Do you recall, as a black person in Tulsa, that you could only go to certain lunch counters and restrooms?
Yes.
The theater that you went to was only for blacks. Is that true?
You're right. That was only for blacks. Whites couldn't come on, or didn't come on that side. And the colored wasn't allowed on the white side. That's the way that was.
Do you remember the names of any other stores that were downtown Tulsa?
We colored folks weren't allowed in the downtown stores. We had to stay over on the Greenwood side of the city, the north side of town.
But they let you come downtown to work, right?
Oh, yeah.